All right, folks, welcome back to episode 16 of A History of Change podcast. In this episode, we're going to be covering chapter 16 of the book, The Changing Experience of Women in 20th Century Ireland. So this chapter of the book, once again, is linked to two separate learning outcomes from the course that you're studying. Firstly, students have to be able to explain how the experience of women in Irish society changed throughout the 20th century Ireland. And you have to be able to look at that learning outcome through the lens of three different areas of life. So politics, employment, and education. So for the sake of this podcast, we're going to be covering changes to the experience of life for women during the 1960s and 70s in Ireland, as there are two pivotal decades where we see extensive change to the experience of life for women in Ireland. So firstly, we're going to deal with the 1960s. And the 1960s was a period of change, but it was gradual change in terms of the experience of life for women. This decade set the stage for the evolution of gender equality, and it marked the beginning of a shift towards more progressive views on women's roles in society. So the 1960s saw the establishment of the Irish feminist movement, which was influenced by the wider global feminist movement. This movement sought to address and rectify the inequalities faced by women in Ireland, whether that be ranging from legal restrictions and the societal expectations of women in Irish society. By 1970, women made up 25% of the workforce, a notable increase that reflected the changing economic conditions in Ireland and the changing societal attitudes towards women. This trend was hugely influenced by the greater access to education for women, which was brought about by the introduction of free education in 1967 by Donna O'Malley. Additionally, RTE, which was obviously Ireland's national television and radio broadcast service, played a crucial role in changing societal norms around the experience of life for women. Programmes like The Late Late Show frequently debated controversial topics such as divorce and contraception, and it's these discussions that helped bring the issues into the public domain, challenging traditional views and encouraging a re-evaluation of women's rights in Irish society. In 1971, the Irish Women's Liberation Movement was established, and this marked a significant milestone in the fight for gender equality. The organisation played a key role in advocating for women's rights, and they employed both conventional and unconventional methods to draw attention towards the inequalities faced by women. One of the most infamous kind of events that the Irish Women's Liberation Movement was involved in was known as the Contraceptive Train, where members of the group travelled to Belfast from Dublin by train, where contraceptives could be legally purchased. They got the train back to Dublin with the contraceptive pills to highlight the restrictive laws in the south. The 1970s marked a major decade of change for women's rights in Ireland through key legislative changes and societal shifts. Firstly, the Commission on the Status of Women was established to examine women's conditions and recommended improvements for the experience of life for women in Ireland. And significantly, Ireland's accession to the European Community in 1971 pushed for updates to gender laws and equality for women in Irish society. Additionally, in 1973, the marriage bar was abolished, allowing married women to stay in the workforce and gain economic independence. In 1974, we had the Anti-Discrimination Pay Act, which mandated equal pay for equal work between males and females. And in 1977, we had the Employment Equality Act, which banned employment discrimination, ensuring fair opportunities and protections for women. So in conclusion, over the course of the 1960s and 70s, we see significant change in terms of the experience of life for women. We see change in the forms of societal norms influenced by RTE and The Late Late Show, the Irish Women's Liberation Movement. And in the 1970s, we see key legislative changes, marriage bar Anti-Discrimination Pay Act and the Employment Equality Act, which all contributed towards a greater autonomy and a more equal Irish society for all.